Let's say you're creating a document with input from several coworkers. By using versioning, you can view and track each change individually. So we'll use the current document on our screen, and we'll make sure that this one's called our original. We'll be passing it around for others to work on. So the way we create versions is to go to the File menu up here in the top left corner of our screen, give it a click, and move down to Versions. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not seeing versions. Oh, all of a sudden, there it is. Like we saw before, some of our menus don't always display all of our options, but there is a pause, a bit of a delay, and eventually the full menu will appear, and there's versions right there in the middle of our menu. When we click it, the versions in procedures.doc dialog appears. So what we can do is save this now as our original version by clicking the Save Now button. Here we get to give some comments on our version, and like I said, this is going to be our original, so let's just type that in. This is our original document. When we hit the OK button, it's still called procedures.doc, but now it's our original version. You'll notice that when we went in to save our document as the original version, the date and time were also saved with it. So it's easy for you to track the changes and when they were made. So let's add some text to this document now, and we'll save it as a new version. Let's return down to the next line and type in keep accurate records. All right, so we've made some changes, and now we want to save this as a new version. Again, we'll go up to our File menu. We'll go down to Versions, and you'll notice that our original version appears right here in our Versions dialog box. We're going to click the Save Now button, and this one, we're going to call it our changed document. When I click OK, it now appears on the list. We can't see it right now, but it's in there with our original version. So what we'll do is we'll close this file, and we'll see how it is opening versions of a document. Let's go over to our File menu now, and we'll click Open, and we'll go to procedures.doc, and open that file. And now when we go up to File, and down to Versions, you'll see that there are two versions. The one that we just opened, and I'm going to move this dialog box down a little bit so that you can see that it's the last version that we worked with the new text, Keep Accurate Records. If I wanted to go back to the original document, I simply click on it here and click the Open button to see my original. Now look what happens. This is really neat. I've got tiled screens showing me my original document and my new version. So my new version is up here at the top. I'm going to move over to the right-hand side of my screen and use the scroll bar to just scroll down. And as I scroll down, I can see that Keep Accurate Records is down there. This scroll bar down here in my second pane shows me my original document. And you can see in the title bar of this pane that it is procedures, but it's got the date and time when this was saved, and that's my original. So not only does it allow me to save several versions, but it tiles them one on top of the other, so I can do a quick compare. When we're done with our documents, we simply close them the way that we would any other document. We'll go over to small x to close the window. And we'll do the same for this one. And we're left with a blank document. What I want you to notice is up here on the title bar that my middle button, just in between my close and my minimize button, is not showing me the restore option. It's rather showing me the maximize option. Because my last view was a tiled screen, I need to click this to maximize it to the full screen.